What's up, ODs and eyewear lovers? We're talking the latest trends in tech and eye care, so sit back, relax, and defocus.
This podcast episode is sponsored by Alcon, and our guest today, Carol Burnison, has received compensation from Alcon for participating. Greetings, colleagues, and welcome to the Defocus Media Podcast. It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover, and today we have a very special show in store for you. Today we're going to touch on something that I really love and I'm really passionate about, doctor-patient interaction. Today I have the opportunity and honor of hanging out with my colleague, Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, and her patient, Carol Burnison, and we're going to talk about the concept of presbyopia and a multifocal contact lens. Dr. Lyerly, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. And it's fun to be on this side, Daryl, where usually we're both kind of moderating, but this time you get to interview me.
Oh my, that means I get to run my mouth even more today. Yeah. Well, Dr. Lyerly, in addition to you, we also have one of your patients, Carol Burnison. How are you doing today, Carol?
I am doing great. Thank you.
So Carol, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, what you do with your day-to-day activity?
Sure. Happy to. As you said, my name is Carol Burnison, and I am 57 years old, and I work at a software company. So my daily activity is I drive into work, and then I'm at a computer and or meetings or on conference calls for most of the day. And then in terms of just sort of my personal time, I enjoy reading a lot, being outside, you know, taking walks, going on hikes, that kind of thing. And I also like to travel a good bit.
Well, Carol, guess what? You and I actually have something in common. We both go to see Dr. Jennifer Lyerly for our routine eye exams. I must admit, she is the best in the area outside of me, of course. But on a serious note, you know, what kind of complaints did you actually have when you went to go see Dr. Lyerly? What was the main issue that you were experiencing with your eyes?
Well, I had quite a few things going on. One was that challenged with reading things up close, you know, which was new for me. But I was also edging into this time where I thought, boy, driving, I'm not quite sure that street signs are as crisp to me as they used to be. So I had both things going on, both some lack of clarity in distance and lack of clarity up close. In addition to that, I was also having some irritation in my eyes, which was as a result of dry eye. And so I had a sort of a multitude of things going on in getting my prescription stabilized. And I thought, you know, probably leading into wearing bifocals, which was where the conversation started about the dailies total ones.
Gotcha. Now that we have a great overview of your complaints, today I really would like to tackle and approach the concept of presbyopia.
So many patients are actually really worried about what's happening to their eyesight when they're starting to lose their focusing ability up close, and they're worried that they might go blind, that there might be some sort of disease process going on, and leading that conversation with empathy and reassuring people that this isn't going to blind you, we're just having normal birthday-related changes. And I like to say birthday-related and not aging, because you know, this is happening for some people around 35. It's not necessarily like you're a really old age when this is taking place. We're still very young when this is happening to us, and trying to lead with some of the positive tools and things that we can do to improve vision, instead of it being like, well, you're going to have to start wearing glasses like the rest of us now, and being so negative about the conversation.
You know what? I completely agree with you. It's really about having empathy and how you really word this conversation when it revolves around presbyopia. For me, I like to always say, you know, you're getting a little younger by the day, and, you know, patients eat that up. They love it. It makes them feel comfortable, and it just really opens up the dialogue to really discuss what true presbyopia is. Now, Dr. Lyerly, you're an expert when it comes to fitting contact lens. As a matter of fact, you've built your practice around contact lenses as a specialty. Why do you personally take such a proactive approach to presenting contact lenses to every patient as an option for vision correction?
I think it's just really important for the doctor to initiate that conversation, because most of our patients aren't going to realize that they could be a candidate for contact lenses. We think about our patients with astigmatism, our patients that are needing reading glasses. Contact lenses don't often come up in their mindset as a way for them to improve their vision. And unless the doctor proactively recommends it, it may never be mentioned or discussed as a way to improve vision. So I make it a point of my personal emphasis that every person that could wear contact lenses, I mention to them, hey, have you ever thought about contact lenses? And when you take that kind of approach, I think you'll be really surprised how many patients are truly interested in options to improve their eyesight that don't solely depend on glasses.
I really, really, really love that approach, Dr. Lyerly. Carol, I'm interested to know, what was the experience like going from having perfect vision to needing glasses all of a sudden full time? What was that experience like? And what was your mindset during that time?
Oh, sure. Well, you know, you're right. All my life, I have had perfect vision. And so when this begins to happen to you, quite frankly, you resent it a little bit. You all of a sudden you have to start carrying around glasses with you and thinking about that and remembering that. And so you go through a little bit of a stage of resentment and, you know, sort of not very happy with this new sort of hassle in your life. And then I think that, you know, one of the things that I was really looking for my optometrist, in this case, Dr. Lyerly, to do was to help me sort of transverse the world of optometry, because I had never really paid much attention to it before because I didn't have to. And so there's a whole sort of associated vocabulary, you know, with this world that I didn't know. You know, I didn't know how insurance was going to work, and I didn't know what kind of glasses were going to look be comfortable on me and look good on me. And, you know, what are bifocals and do I need those and how much do they cost and how the heck am I going to wear my favorite sunglasses anymore? And so, you know, you're not thrilled, but you want information. And so that was what my experience was like before I came to Dr. Lyerly.
All right. Well, let's talk about that experience a little more in detail. When mm-hmm. you were having dialogue with Dr. Lyerly, how did you feel? What was it that she said that really made you feel more comfortable in that exam room?
Explaining everything to me, giving me that information. You know, for me, and probably a lot of people, information is power. And so if you understand what is going on with your eyes and what options are available to you, you feel so much better about things. I mean, you know, you'd love to keep your perfect vision, right? But that is not what's happening to you. And so you need to understand what your options are.
Absolutely. And Dr. Lyerly, when considering to fit someone with monovision or a multifocal option, how do you decide who's a great candidate for which option?
I think from you just heard from talking with Carol, my personality is such, I like to give a lot of information and then empower the person I'm discussing this topic with. I'm empowering them to make a choice. So I do, when I talk about contact lenses as an option, I say, is that something you're interested in? And then the person will tell me yes or no. So they get to choose. They're choosing if we're going to talk about contact lenses. And then from there, I kind of explain, all right, well, with your type of prescription, we've got a couple of different ways that we can approach contact lenses. As long as my patients have binocular vision, so they're not using, you know, have one lazy eye or one eye with really reduced vision, multifocal contact lenses are my preferred approach as a first line approach, because it gives the chance for both eyes to do both distance and reading. And then I tell them, you know, you might have a friend or someone else who wears one contact lens for distance and one contact lens up close. And that could be a very effective option too. But when we do that, only one eye drives and only one eye reads. And when only one eye is doing something, it's never quite as good as when two eyes are doing something, because we lose depth perception. When I present it that way and kind of explain what's happening in those situations, most people are motivated to like, yeah, let's get both eyes working, because depth perception is really important to how our brain is wired and how our vision gets that perfect, crisp clarity. And so after explaining how it works, most of my patients will say, yeah, I want to try multifocals first.
Gotcha. And Carol, is that after that explanation, I take it that you were pretty much sold and you're like, hey, sign me up. Let me get these daily Total One multifocals.
Well, so what happened with that was that we had worked really hard to kind of stabilize and decide what my exact prescription was. And so, you know, the day we decided that, Jen said to me, you know, your prescription is so sort of common enough that you have contact lenses available to you. Had you ever thought of that? And my mind was racing because I was thinking I had no idea that that contact lenses were something that were available to me. And, you know, I'm quickly moving forward in my brain as to what this could mean and how, you know, my life could get so much better from carrying around all these glasses. And then Dr. Lyerly looked at me and she said, but now, you know, Miss Carol, because she's a good Southern girl, you can hear it in her voice. She said, but now, Miss Carol, they're not a time machine. And I remember bursting out laughing, but, you know, they kind of are, because they kind of take you back to not quite maybe when your vision was perfect, but pretty darn close. But when she said that to me, I remember laughing because I thought, you know, how is she? She's looking at me and she's knowing exactly what I'm thinking as I was processing this information.
Yeah, that's a good point, Daryl. I use a lot of words like blended focus, mm-hmm. and your brain is going to get both distance and up close images overlaying with each other, and your brain has to decide. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of sometimes start that conversation using the words Carol just described as like, oh, it's a contact lens. It's not a time machine.
That's right. That's right. You nailed what I was thinking about it. But and as you describe, you know, it is a bit of a give and take. You know, it's a compromise because you're really trying to zero in on being able to see clearly at a distance, so for driving and very important things like that. But you also want that up close vision to be as good as it can possibly be. And so, you know, it's a little bit of a compromise. It is not exactly how your eyes were when you were 20. But it is pretty darn close. You know, I put them in the morning and forget them for the most part, and only need glasses in just very few situations. And so they are really, really good. And I had no idea that they even existed until they were brought to my attention in the office that day.
Fantastic. Dr. Lyerly, you know, when it comes to prescribing, we have a lot of options for a multifocal contact lens, different modalities, different types, different brands. How do you go about selecting the perfect contact lens for your patient? I know you're doing some digging in lifestyle and you're asking a lot of questions, but how do you really narrow it down to the right option for your patient?
So when I start my selection process of what contact lens brand, what contact lens material, obviously speaking with the patient about their lifestyle, are they going to be someone who wants to take contact lenses out and clean them every night, or are they going to need a new contact lens every day? These kind of discussion points definitely come up in the decision making, but also I really focus on what I see in the slit lamp. If I can tell that we've got allergies or dryness that we're dealing with, I most certainly think more towards a daily disposable material where I can limit some of the interactions from a thin tear film or irritants in the tear film. One of the reasons why I really loved fitting Dailies Total One Multifocal, and so I love having a lens that I've found in my personal practice to be an extremely comfortable contact lens.
Absolutely. And Carol, I'm interested to know and wondering about what type of discomfort and irritation were you experiencing exactly? Can you just give me a description of some of the symptoms that you're experiencing?
Yeah, sure. So I suffer with seasonal allergies. And so that's a little bit of an unpredictable variable. And so I had to try, you know, several, I had to work with my allergist in order to start taking an allergy medication that was a little less drying, overall drying, and experiment with some brands of these multifocals. Now, you know, I was persistent and determined to make these contacts work because I liked them so much better than the glasses option. And so, as Dr. Lyerly said before, the first ones that I had, while I was doing quite well, when we got into allergy season, I really suffered. And they were just, you know, very dry, hurt all around them. And even if they didn't really hurt that much, they looked terrible. They looked, you know, my eyes all looked red. And just, you know, that's just not a good look. And so, but I was determined, you know, to keep trying and keep, you know, keep trying different options and get to something that really worked for me.
Gotcha. So it seems like you had an incredible experience with a Dailies Total One Multifocal. You know, there are a lot of doctors out there, Carol, that are actually pretty shy about prescribing multifocal contact lenses, which I have no idea why. The technology's quite impressive, especially when you're dealing with a lens like the Dailies Total One Multifocal. Mm-hmm. What would you say to the doctors that are actually listening to this podcast in regards to hesitation when it comes to prescribing a multifocal contact lens. What would you say to them?
Yeah, sure. You know, probably sort of a summary of a lot of the things that we've talked about today. I think that the doctor needs to provide a lot of support and understanding, you know, the vocabulary at play and what's important and how these technologies work. We also need some support in understanding how this insurance is going to work, what are the out-of-pocket implications, you know, et cetera, so that we can make good decisions. There's a lot of information out there, and you really need some guidance on what's going to work best for you. I also think that the doctor needs to be a little bit patient with a little bit of grumbling from us because we're not used to having to mess around with our eyes this much. And part of that, not all of it is a great deal of fun. I also think that We do need help with finding the right mix of prescription and brand. And like in my case, there was a third variable at work with the allergies. And so it almost becomes more of an art than a science in some ways, because you're, you know, playing with these different variables and trying to figure out which custom scenario is going to work for us. And so, you know, I think on both sides, there's patience and persistence at play in order to find the right combination. But I think, you know, it's worth the effort because I really enjoy these Daily Total One multifocals. I think they're a fabulous brand. And I mean, they are, you know, they do not take you back to exactly how you were in your youth, but they are pretty darn close. You know, pop them in the morning and forget them. Take them out at the end of the day and throw them away and get a new batch out in the morning. And so anyway, I think that's a long list, but I think all of those things lead to a successful outcome.
Absolutely. And I completely agree. Dr. Lyerly, what last words of wisdom do you have for our colleagues out there that are not prescribing, that should be prescribing to enhance our patients' lives?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that we do every day is we try to help improve our patients' lives. I mean, that's the power of being an optometrist and why we went into medical care is we want to help people. And yes, when we write a great glasses prescription, we do help people. And don't get me wrong about that. When we do a great health check, we do help people. But when you can give someone their quality of life back, that can be the most meaningful thing to their day every single day. And it's so rewarding to hear someone say, like, I removed a hassle from their day, and they get to enjoy that every single day. It's a gift that they wake up and put into their eyes every morning. And if you really care about touching patients' lives and making lives better, then fitting contact lenses is an invaluable way of achieving that goal.
Wow, this was a great podcast. I just want to thank you, Dr. Jennifer Lyerly. Thank you, Carol Bernstein, for hanging out with me today on the podcast. This was great. It's always good to get insight from the doctor's perspective, but also from the patient's perspective. And it's great to know that we have the Dailies Total One Multifocal as a tool to help enhance our patient lives when it comes to presbyopia. And thank you again. Have a great day. Okay, it's a wrap. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to hang out with Defocus Media. We hope something resonated with you today. Please subscribe to our podcast. And remember, we keep it 2020 around here, pun intended. We look forward to seeing you next time.